Alright guys, we're going to finish up the Arla Sugya today, hopefully. The Din of Sreifas Arla and Sreifas Shuma Tamea. We're going to finish this Tosos and Laman Hey. We've been working on Lefisha Ein Bahet Achila and help them move right there in the Gemara to start doing the Sugyas of Tevel, Esog Shel Tevel, Esog Shel Demai, and other applications, other Zeruim topics. Hopefully today we'll finish the Sreifa Sugyas in this Tosos. The Tosos is very important, along with other Rishonim here in Sukkah, regarding these topics of Sreifa. So let's begin by reading this this Tosos again, halfway down the Tosos, the Gemara Lafi. It's so loud here. So Tosos halfway down the Masul Lafi of Im Tomar Esog Shel Arla. Tosos asked the question which we've encountered several times. Esog Shel Arla Tepiglei Mimichtas Shira Mitzvah Sebesreifa. Why does the Gemara have to look for another reason why Esog Shel Arla is possible? Because Lefishem Bo Mamon or Lefishem Bo Heter Achila. Tosos says it should be aser to use because Mechtas Shira, since it's a chiv to burn Sreifa. How does Tosos know there's a chiv to burn Sreifa? The mitzvah of Sreifa, the kachashiv lei b'tzmura per basra lama gimel beis b'had dinis rafin. The Mishnah there in Tzmura is a famous Mishnah that lists all those dinim that require Sreifa, and also all those dinim that require kavura. And on that list is included Arla. So since Arla has to be burned, therefore it's k'susim mechtas. And what's the source? And amrina nam hasam nisrafin lo yikvaru. And it says there, those that get burned cannot be buried. And how does he know this? It's a chiv sreifa. What's the source? Efshe da'afilu mederaisa have your arla b'sreifa. Perhaps, but even deraisa is a chiv to burn sreifa. The alfin le mikile akarim. That was a good one. It's possible, even on deraisa level, there's a chiv sreifa by arla. How do we know the chiv sreifa by arla? Because the Alfina Le Mikile Akarim, we learn from Mikile Akarim, Dechsiv Be Pen Tikadesh, Bidarshian Pen Tukad Esh. The Gemara Chulin says by Mikile Akarim, Pen Tikdesh, we separate the words Tukad Esh, is a Chiv to burn on Esh, Mikile Akarim. And from there, we apply the Din of Sreifa to Arla. So Tosus isn't entirely sure. He thinks it's possible there's a Chiv of Sreifa also by Arla from Mikile Akarim. So these factors. Of when do you apply Kusei Mechtas? I don't want to get involved so much because you guys did that earlier in the year. What qualifies Kusei Mechtas? When do you apply it? When you don't apply it? But just very simply speaking, the more there's a chiv, the more there's a deraisa, the more urgent it is to be sorif orla, the more likely it would be to apply Kusei Mechtas. So Tosa says, since it's possible that it's deraisa chiv orla, therefore it's very likely that it's Kusei Mechtas. And since it's Kusei Mechtas, there's no shear, that's why orla. Esog Shel Arla is possible. What does the Tosfos Rid say here? Anybody see what the Tosfos Rid said on this? On the Din by Arla? I'm using the Chorazin Farshim on Pesachim. Who's learning Pesachim here? Ari? Ari just wanted to be mentioned in our shiur, that's all, right? And Ari's Chavrusa. So what does he say about the Chiyah Sreifa here? About Arla in particular? So he says, it's also lehenos mi Sreifa also. Since Arla is a Chiyah Sreifa, but not only that is a Chiyah Sreifa, also Tosfos Rid says that the fact that you cannot get Hana from the Sreifa's Arla, that's the reason why Ksusei Mechtas. Tosfos does not come on to the din of Hana. Simply the fact that there's a Chiyah alone is sufficient to disqualify it for Ksusei Mechtas. Tosfos Rid adds a line, since it's also lehenos misreifa, so that's why it's chiv sreifa. That's why it's Ksusei Mechtas. A chiv sreifa alone isn't enough for Tosfos Rid. It has to be a chiv sreifa you can't get hana. So those are the two shitas in Arishon, what exactly is going to, how we understand chiv sreifa, how do we apply it to Ksusei Mechtas. So we're going to get into these issues, if you just go through some of the shitas. Is there a chiv? Is there a deraisa? Is there an iser hana by sreifa's arla? So what are the shittas here in terms of, let's discuss, for, is it deraisa or derabanan? Chiv sreifa. So if you remember Minchas Chinuch we saw last time in Mitzvahs Reish Mem Vav, when we were talking about Alas Chutz La'aretz, Minchas Chinuch brought a few sources. Tosos elsewhere says it's only Derabanan. And here he points to this Tosos here, the Minchas Chinuch says, our Tosos in Sutta says the Esher Mideraisa. He's not sure, he's mistapic, whether it's Deraisa. So there are different opinions in the Rishonim, Tosos all over, whether or not it's Deraisa Derabanan. And that might be a very key factor, whether it's Deraisa Derabanan, whether you apply Ksute Mechtas by Sefer Zarah. According to Tosos, he seems to say the only reason why you would apply Ksute Mechtas is because it's Deraisa. But it's possible if you go according to other Shitas, it's only Mediraban, then it's very likely that you wouldn't apply Ksute Mechtas. Now that's the first Nakuda in terms of Sefer Arla. What about the Din of Hana? So we said again, the more likely, the more urgent the Chi of Srefa is, the more likely you apply Ksute Mechtas. The Tosos Rid says, the reason why you can't get Hana, the reason why it's considered Srefa is because, why it's Ksute Mechtas? Because you can't get Hana from Srefa. Now is that agreed upon by everybody? Jake knows the answer to that one. Right, you pointed this out to me. You yourself did.
I did?
Yeah. Last week, I think it was. I only did the sukkah because you made this great point. What did Pnei Yeshua say? Right. Tosis Rid said it's entirely us to get Hana. Now, Pnei Yeshua writes here in Lamed Hei Amin Aleph. He says, you would not apply Ksute Mechtas by Arla Srefa because
it's not a bit heckish from Klal.
But that I don't think that's his rejection. Is that his rejection? I don't know. His problem was, he does discuss that earlier. You're right, he does discuss that. I was more concerned with this mutter lehenos mehen shelo kederach hana asa. That one, right? He says it's not entirely asur to get hana. You can still get hana from Srefa's Arla. It can't be the normal fashion of getting hana. It's shelo kederach hana. But since there's some level of hana that can be gotten from the Srefa's Arla, you wouldn't apply Ksute Mechtas. And that's how he rejects Tosfos' question. So, Tosfos Rid says it seems to be across the board, you can't get enough. So, I'm not sure if Tosfos Rid says, I agree, you can get hana, shaloki derech hana. He might argue on it, but I don't know, he doesn't talk about it. So, what's that question? What are they arguing about? Let's say, for example, Tosfos Rid agrees. I agree to you, shaloki derech hana is mutter. What are they arguing about? So, basically, arguing about whether or not you view the Srefa. Whether you view the hana derived shalok derech hana is considered hana or not. When I get hana from something in a atypical way, is that going to be considered hana? So Tosfos Rid said that's not considered hana. If I'm deriving hana in some roundabout way, that won't be considered hana. We still view the thing as be'ikar chiv srefa to it, and therefore it becomes ksuse mechtas. While Pnei Yeshua would say, no, shalok derech hana, okay, in a hanami, the way you do it, the actual action of hana is strange, but l'maisa l'totzah, in the end of the day, I am getting some hana. And since I'm getting hana, we don't view this srefa as being nothing. There's a mitzvah to do srefa, but since I could get some hana, we don't view it as ksuse mechtas and lacking shir. So they might be arguing about whether or not shelo kederach hana is considered hana in the end of the day or not. Or they might be arguing about whether or not you're even allowed to get hana, shelo kederach hana. I mean, they might both agree hana shelo kederach is considered a hana. And that's why Pnei Yeshua thinks the Chiyuv Srefa does not create a Ksute Mechtas. Tosfos Rid might be saying, no, you're not even allowed to get Shelo Kederach Hana. I just don't know the halacha. It might be a Pashut fact. I just don't know. I didn't check it out. The Aruch Lener attacks this Pnei Yeshua. Anybody see the Aruch Lener? People don't like looking at the Achronim here all the time. So what does Aruch Lener say? He quotes the Pnei Yeshua. He says, I don't understand. Just because it's Mutter Shelo Kederach Hana, that's a good enough reason to not apply Ksuse Mechtas? At the end of the day, there's a mitzvah to be sorry for it. And whenever there's a mitzvah to be sorry for it, that's enough to create Ksuse Mechtas. That's how he rejects Pnei Yeshua. So what's he arguing about on Pnei Yeshua? He's not arguing in fact. He's arguing about when you apply Ksuse Mechtas. Right, he says the fact that you get hana from something, what defines Ksuse Mechtas? Whenever there's a chi of Srefa, that's enough to create Ksuse Mechtas. I don't care if you get hana from it or not. Pnei Yeshua says no. The fact that you get hana does not make it a typical mitzvah Srefa. So this is going to be a very important question. We'll see more in the sugya of Sefer Shemot Tameya. When there's a mitzvah to get to mitzvah to be sorry of something, yet there's a heter na, is that heter na just a heter? Like, the mitzvah is to get sreifa, and the Torah wasn't so makbid if you get hana from it also. Or perhaps part of the chiyuv sreifa, in fact, is to move, you know, a positive act to get hana. There's a kiyum in the hana. Not that hana is simply a heter, but somehow the hana is a kiyum in the sreifa, and therefore the sreifa is not defined so much as a sreifa, but more so as a kiyum hana. Is that clear? So again, to say it again?
Yeah.
What the din? Let's say right now, Pnei Yeshua and Aruch HaNer both agree there's a chiv to get chiv to be sorry for Truma, sorry Arla, and they both agree you're allowed to get Hana Shelo Kederech. But they're arguing whether or not that creates a Ksuze Mechtas. So we're raising the following Chakir: is the Hana that you derive from this Reifa, is that simply just a Heter that really this there's a chiv to be sorry for this Arla? And the Torah wasn't makbid if you got hana. You're allowed to. It's a special heter, external to the chiyuv sreifa. Or no, part of the definition of the chiyuv sreifa is to be sorry for the arla, and there's a key mitzvah to get hana from this arla.
Do we see that anywhere else?
We're going to see it more. They don't discuss it by sreifa's arla. They discuss it by sreifa's chuma tamea. We'll be clearer then. So I'm just, since we're doing sreifa's arla first, I'm just raising the chakir now to explain this Pnei Yeshua Aruch HaNer. So the Pnei Yeshua would say that there's a keem to get hana from Sreifa's Arla. And since the keem hana, we don't define the Sreifa as a typical Sreifa. We don't view the Sreifa as a Ksuse Mechtas, because it's defined by the hana. And the Aruch HaNer says, why would you ever think that the fact that you get hana, Shelo Keder Hanasan, would make this into a non-Sreifa? Lamaisa, there's a Chiv Sreifa. He doesn't say this, but we were trying to explain. The Sreifa, the hana you would get would be very external. There'll be a Heter. Simply a heter to get hana, but still defined as a chiyuv sreifa. So that might be the Pnei Yeshua and Machlokes Pnei Yeshua and Aruch HaNer. And then the third nakuda I want to mention on this topic of sreifa's arla is whether it's a chiyuv or a kiyum on the sreifa. Forget the hana right now. Is there a chiyuv to do sreifa? Tosfos already said, we already saw there's no source of sreifa by arla. There's only a hekesh to kilei akerim. But once that exists, we learn from Kilei Akerim, are we going to say Sreifas Arla is a Chiyuv, or it's a Rishus, and if you want to do it, you're Mekayim a Mitzvah? Did you guys see anybody who addressed this issue?
Pnei Yeshua?
Pnei Yeshua, yeah, I missed that then. What did Pnei Yeshua say on this? Oh, no, you're right, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I was thinking we've shown him, that's why.
Oh, well, let's not talk about that.
Okay, fine. No, so the Ritva, the Perish of Mishnayos. So the Perish of Mishnayos, we read that first. See, he's Lashon, it's a Diak. Right, so let's do the Ritva first, and Sheikh quoted the Ritva. So this is all the Achorim, like Noah just said, the Pnei Yeshua, the Aruch HaNer, all say the answer. I don't understand Tosfos's question why Arla's Esog is Ksuze Mechtas. Sreifa is not a Chi of Sreifa's Arla. It's just a Kim. If you want to do it, there's a Kim. As we said before, we're only going to apply Kisuse Mechtas if there's a real urgency for the Sreifa. If there's a Chiv Sreifa, so then I'll apply Kisuse Mechtas. But by Sreifa's Arla, it's simply a Kim. And since it's only a Kim, you won't apply Kisuse Mechtas. That's what all the Achronim say, but they say it's really a Ritva. Before I read the Ritva, yeah, Gary, you had a question?
Yeah.
So it's really, the Ritva really says this, right here in Sukkah Lamed Hei. He's discussing various Dine Sreifa, and he says, V'shel Arla, eino b'chiv Sreifa. A vow, as Jake said, omei lakach, it has a potential. There's a kim to be sorry for it, but there's no chiv. And once that the case, he doesn't say all this, but once that the case that there's no chiv to be sorry for the arla, we wouldn't apply kisuse mechtas. That's what the Pnei Yeshua and the Aruch HaNer all say afterwards.
There's not against what he said earlier. It doesn't argue on Rashi, it says not lachem, because the whole reason in the Gemara is kisuse mechture.
All right, so he's arguing, right? That's what I'm saying. He says it's only kim, but he doesn't say the point of ksuse mechtas. He has a more expansive understanding of ksuse mechtas.
Right. Okay. Fine.
Right. Exactly.
Fine. I'm saying those achronim.
Exactly. Achronim don't work with
right,
ritva.
He wouldn't be saying like that achronim.
Exactly. He's right. Saying like the achronim. Right. Exactly. You know what he's pointing out? That ritva does say the din the chiddush by arla. That arla is simply a kim, but not a chiyuv. What the Pnei Yeshua and Aruch HaNer say? Oh, well, if it's only a kim, So then you wouldn't apply Ksusei Mechtas. Ksusei Mechtas is only applied when there's a real chiv to go and burn it. But it's only a kim, so you're not going to apply Ksusei Mechtas. That's what Pnei Yeshua and Arth and Er say. Yoni's pointing out the Ritva himself, however, does apply Ksusei Mechtas nonetheless. Even though the Ritva thinks it's only a kim mitzvah to burn the Arla, that's still enough to qualify as Ksusei Mechtas. Because he has a more expansive view of Ksusei Mechtas, which I don't want to get into so much. I'm more interested in the Arla, Shefer's Arla point. And among the Pnei Yeshua and the Aruch Laner, the footnote in the Tosfos Rashi here, which is a great footnote, Rav Ilan writes this, great footnotes. He has a ton of Svarim and footnotes. He writes all over the place. So he quotes this discussion, and he points to a famous Gra, which has the same idea that Noah's pointing out Pnei Yeshua, that since there's no Chiv Shreifas Arla, only a Kim, you wouldn't apply Ksusei Mechtas. So he goes on the list of Achronim. The Gra is found in Eben Ha'ezer, Simon Kuf Chav Dalet. He writes this down. I think it's a very long piece there. So good luck finding him.
What did he say? The Gra says that it's...
That since it's only a kiyum to be sorry for the Arla, that wouldn't become Ksusei Mechtas. Because you don't have to. Only when there's a chiv to burn something, then we view it as Ksusei Mechtas. But when there's only a kiyum, that would not be considered a... So that's the short discussion on Shreifas Arla. Again, is it Deraisa Derabanan? Tosfos here says it's Deraisa, elsewhere says it's Derabanan. Is there a Hetah Hana or not? Tosfos Rid said it's Asarbana. Pnei Yeshua says you can get Hana Shalok Kedar Hana also. And we discuss whether or not, how you understand Shalok Kedar Hana. Do we view that as a Hana or not Hana? And also, is Hana part of the definition of the Shreifa? Do we define the Shreifa as a Kim Hana? Or no, the Hana is simply a heter, but be'ikar truly a chiv. And then finally, whether or not the actual Shreifas Arla is a chiv or kim. These are three nikudas that really come out from this sugya, Shreifas Arla, and all really reflect themselves in how you understand Ksusei Mechtas, which again, we're not focusing on. Yeah.
So, does anyone say it's a chiv? Is that Rambam Pesach?
Oh, I'm sorry, thank you. I forgot the Rambam Pesach Shnayos, yes. So the Ritva says it's a kim. I didn't see anybody point this Pesach Shnayos out, but it seems pretty clear to me that it is a chiv. He writes, where is this? I thought he had a lashon of chiv. Maybe I was wrong. Pesach Mishnah is here, right? Is that what I wrote down? Right, he says, I'll read it. And he said, I guess it doesn't. It's not such a strong lesson as much as I thought it was before. He says, Arla v'tshuma t'meya heim mechla hadvarm ha'tu'unim shreifa. They're the ones that require a tu'unim shreifa. Sounds like there's a chiv. I thought I saw a lesson chiv, but maybe I just misread it. But ha'tu'unim shreifa still might indicate there's a chiv to be sorry for it, as opposed to the Ritva who says there's simply a kim. Maybe the other page Krishna also says chiv, and the other discuss. Either way, okay, fine. So that's a small sugya of Sreifas Arla. Now the Sreifas Chuma Temeh is a much larger sugya, and let's go back to Tosos to continue reading where we left off there. Again, he's asking the question: why do you need a special exclusion of Esrog Shel Arla in the Mishnah? It should be pasul because it's Omer L'Sreifa. And furthermore, he writes: Umehai Taima Nami Pasul Esrog Shel Chuma Temeh. So to Chuma Shel Temeah should be possible to mitzvah of b'sreifa, because it's a mitzvah b'sreifa. But lama lon taima dehater achila. Why do you need a special hater achila? It should be possible because the mitzvah is b'sreifa, and therefore ksusei mechtas. And before Jake wanted to be medayik, which I think is a fair dip, but not mochach, that Tosa says mitzvah b'sreifa. There's a mitzvah. Perhaps it's only a key mitzvah, not necessarily a chiv. I said it's a fair dik, but the Gemara itself uses that lashon in Gemara and Shabbos, which we'll get to. Yet still, Rishonim think it's chiv. So the mitzvah again, I would say pashas is like you, but it's not a murchach in light of the other Rishonim who reject that. So the Toso says, since there's a mitzvah to be sorry for it, you would say ksusei mechtas. What does Tosos Rid say? How does Tosos Rid argue? We must have quoted the Tosos Rid like 15 times already. This is very important to us, this is Rid. So he says the following: I understand why you say Ksusei Mechtas by Arla, because you can't get Hana from Shreifas Arla. You can't get Hana from Shreifas Arla, so that's Ksusei Mechtas. But by Chuma Temeah, I don't understand Tosfos. Chuma Temeah, Shekain Nenim Shreifasa. Since you can get Hana from the Shreifa, you're not going to apply Ksutei Mechtas. Ksutei Mechtas is only a case where you can't get a note, where it's really burnt and you could get, you have nothing to do with it. If I could burn this, yet use it as hana to cook my food or whatever else you want to warm me up, so once there's hana, you won't consider that Ksutei Mechtas. That's why the pasuk, the Gemara has to bring a special pasuk of Heter Achila or Din Mamon based on Lachem. But his understanding from our angle right now is, do you view Sreifa Shuma Tmeya as Ksutei Mechtas? Tosus thinks you do view Ksutei Mechtas, and Tosus says you don't view it as Ksutei Mechtas. And why? Because you could be Nana from the Sreifa Shuma Tmeya. That's Shitas Tosus. We're going to go into now understanding some of the issues that might pertain to Sreifa Shuma Tmeya, whether you apply Ksutei Mechtas or not. Yeah, Jake.
But earlier you're not allowed, like, this was already said that by earlier you're not allowed to get enough?
He says early you cannot get enough, correct.
Okay. Isn't the Mishnah put them all together that, like, you're allowed to get enough from the burning?
No, the Mishnah in Tamur you're talking about?
Yeah, it says, right, Nikvar and Lo Yisrafin, are the things that you need to bury that you can't burn, because if you burn them, you're allowed to get enough from the burning. And so therefore, we wouldn't want you, I guess, to be nechshal by, you know, burning.
From the burning stuff. or from the ashes in the end of the day?
Right, the ashes. Oh, that's different?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Right. Okay, so what are some of the issues here that come into play, whether or not you apply Ksusei Mechtas by Sreifa Tshuma Tmeya? So anyone, I know you guys saw the Chidushi of Meir Simcha, right? Meir Simcha Medivinsk, also the author of the Or Samech, the Rambam, and the author of the Meshech Chachma. So what does he write? What is the issue that he takes into account? So we discussed this earlier in the year. Not early in the year, but... So about... whether or not chuma shel esrog or chumas of shar peros are chayiv midirais or not. In other words, as follows. The pasuk says, by chuma and meiser, digancha tiroshcha vitarcha, that you take chuma and meiser, digancha, grains, tiroshcha vitarcha, wine and oil, only those three foods is a chayiv chuma and meiser. And Tosis and Rashi say, all other peros, an apple tree, an esrog tree, is only chayiv on a derabanan level, because those aren't mentioned in the pasuk. While the Rambam thinks, no, even though the Gancha, Tiroshcha, Vitzarcha are the one mentioned in the Torah, still nonetheless, Shar Peros, every other fruit that grows in a tree, there's also a Chiyuv Deraisa on the other fruits. And there are a lot of Gemaras that support this Rambam, and there are a lot of Gemaras that support Rashi and Tosfos. And it's a larger sugya. So the... And I guess I'll throw out the third shita, which I mentioned last time. Also, there's a shita in the Shita Mikubetzas in Baba Mitzia that thinks neither one is right. Really, the Shivas Haminim are Chayiv Midiraisa. Not only the Gancha Tirosh Vitzarcha, but also pomegranates and dates and figs, which are not mentioned, but all the Shivas Haminim are Chayiv Midiraisa. So those are the three shita.
Chuma or in what order?
Chuma and Meiser. Chuma and Meiser. So again, three shitas. Only the three mentioned in the Torah, Shivas Haminim, or all peros. So the Or Samech, Meir Simcha here, explains this is part of the issue of whether or not you apply Ksusei Mechtas. He says, Tosos thinks you don't apply, sorry, you would apply Ksusei Mechtas to Chumas Esrog. When would you apply it? If you think Chuma on Esrog is Chai Midiraisa, to take Chuma, there's a real Din Chuma on these Esrog, so then Mimela be a Chiv Sreifa on them as well. Because you have to take a chuma and esrog, if it becomes tame, so there's a chiv deraisa to be sorry for anything that's chuma mederaisa. And that's why you would apply ksusei mechtas. But to explain, to answer Tosus' question, you wouldn't apply ksusei mechtas. Tosus says chuma tamea should be ksusei mechtas. He says, no. But Meir Simcha writes, we're talking about an esrog here. An esrog, according to Tosus, all over Shas, esrog is only mederabanan. If esrog is only midirabanan, there's only a chiv to take chuma and meiser on a dirabanan level on an esrog, then mimela the chiv to be sorifit is also only dirabanan. If the chiv to be sorifit is only dirabanan, you're not going to apply ksusei mechtas. So that's the angle he's taking. Again, we're talking about chuma tmeya. So he's trying to understand the nekuda of the original chiv chuma. Is that deraisa dirabanan? And that's totally on whether or not it's only to the three mentioned in the pasuk or shar peros as well. So the difficulty with this, which he kind of toys with, why didn't Tosus give this answer? Tosus is bothered why, he says, why didn't he have special exercise costume to exclude Chuma Tamea? It's a Chivas Reifa. So shouldn't Tosus just answer, oh, because Chuma and Esrog is only Midirabanan. And that's why you don't apply Ksusei Mechtas. So he kind of says that's Tosas' answer, but he doesn't say why Tosas himself doesn't give that answer.
Tosas does hold the Ketuvah.
He does, but he's according to Rav Meir Simcha, it doesn't make sense. Because he says you would only apply Ketuvah Mechtas if you think the original Chuma, Chiv Chuma, would be Deraisa.
Right.
If the Chiv Chuma Deraisa, then the Sreif would be Deraisa.
Right.
But according to Tosas, all over Shas, who thinks the Chiv Chuma originally is only Midrabanan,
right,
then the Chiv to be Sorafit, it's only Derbanan also, then you wouldn't apply Ketuvah
Mechtas. So now we're questions on this Tosas.
On this answer doesn't really work so well until he tries to say, oh, well, Tosas gives a different answer because he didn't like his original question because he was Choser on it. I'm not sure if Tosas really had that in mind. Because especially in light of the Ra'ah, so 1 second, Jake, the Ra'ah writes that even though there's only Chiv, Chuma, Derbanan, and Esrog, you still will apply Ketuvah Mechtas. Okay, while the Rav Meir Simcha thought, what's the question whether you apply Ketuvah Mechtas? That's dependent on whether the Chuma is Deraisa Derbanan. If Chuma is Deraisa, then you say the Sreifa is Deraisa and Ketuvah Mechtas. If Chuma is only Derbanan, then the Sreifa is Derbanan and not Ketuvah Mechtas. The Ra'ah says that's not really true. The Ra'ah says, even though the Chi of Chuma originally is only Derbanan, you could still apply Ketuvah Mechtas, which basically rejects this Rav Meir Simcha. Yeah, you had a question.
I was going to say, like, why does Ketuvah Mechtas have anything to do with Truma and Maisa? Like why is that Chi of Goring the other Chi? Like, why is the Chi of Truma Goring the Chi of Ketuvah Mechtas?
Could we said originally that the more urgent the Sreifa is, I'm using the word urgent loosely now, then the more likely you apply Ketuvah Mechtas. So if there's a Chi of, or if it's Deraisa to be Sorifit, so it's more likely you're going to say Ketuvah Mechtas. If the Chi of to be Sorifit is only Midrabanan, or it's only a Kim, so we don't really view that Sreifa as so urgent, then you wouldn't apply Ketuvah Mechtas.
I guess then the first point, why would that point be true? Like, Ketuvah Mechtas isn't like a chiyuv, like, on you. It's a way that you look at this item. So, like, I don't understand, like, the fact that you have to do something makes you look at this item
Is this item looked at being burnt already? Well, if there's a chiyuv deraisa telling you must burn it, so nothing can stand in my way, we've basically viewed this item as being burnt. If there's no Chiv Deraisa, it's only the Rabbanan, not to be little of the Rabbanan Chas V'Shalom, but it's only the Rabbanan level to burn it, so we don't view that as inherent to this object as being burnt already. That's just a simple way. But as Yoni was pointing out before, based on that Ritva, if you understand Ketuvah Mechtas differently, which I don't want to get into, it doesn't work out so smoothly, but I'm just pointing out that Rav Meir Simcha thinks it's totally on whether the Chiv is Deraisa Derabbanan, based on whether the Chiv Chuma is Deraisa Derabbanan. But the Ra'ah doesn't really like that because he thinks you could even apply Ketuvah Mechtas when the Chiv is only Derbanan anyways. He has a more expansive understanding of Ketuvah Mechtas, which is again for another time. So that's Rav Meir Simcha's approach. Then the Karni Reim, which I'm not sure if you guys saw the Marasha, the Karni Reim, it's a little involved. I'm not going to explain the Marasha right now, but the Karni Reim on the bottom of the Marasha says that whether you apply Ketuvah Mechtas or not is dependent on a different issue, not on whether the Chiv to take Chuma and Esav is Deraisa or Derabbanan, rather whether the Chiv to be Sorifit is Deraisa or Derabbanan. Let's say that everyone agrees that you have to take Chuma and Meiser on Esav. There's a Chiv to take it. But is there a Chiv to be Sorifit or not? On a Deraisa level. And then he refers us to the discussion in Maseches Shabbos and Chafei, Rashi and Tosos. It depends on that discussion. So what does the Gemara and Shabbos tell us? Anybody see the Gemara and Shabbos and Chafei? Chavdal and Chafei? You know what he did, yeah? He's putting on the spot here.
Yeah.
How do you like that? So the Mishnah here is talking about Ein Malikin B'Shem and Sreif B'Yomtov. And the Gemara goes into discussion about being Sarif Kadshim on Shabbos and Yomtov. And the Gemara brings this hetter that our Gemara also refers to as Kishem Shem Mitzvah Lisrof HaKadshim Shinitmu. So just like there's a mitzvah, when Kadshim become Tamei, there's a mitzvah to be Sarif the Kadshim. Kach Mitzvah Lisrof HaSachuma Shinitmos Shinitmeis B'Amartor B'Shas B'Yurov V'Tenem Yimeno. So too, there's a mitzvah to burn truma when it gets tamei, and there's actually a heter hana b'shas biura. When you're burning it, you're allowed to get hana from it. So Rashi and Tosfos discuss here: what's that original mitzvah to burn it or not? Is that deraisa, derabanan? So what sheet does Rashi here? He has two deos. You got it, Yoni?
Because it's Doma to Kachim.
Right. First answer is Doma to Kachim, right? Jake was asking me before, earlier in Seder, what's the difference between Kachim and Truma? One's a halacha in Kabanos, one's a halacha in Zeroyim. So I said to Jake, there are some overlaps. Sometimes Truma is compared to Kachim, and this is one of the examples. Rashi says, since Truma is compared to Kachim, so then just like Kachim, there's a Chiyuv Sreifa, so too there's a Chiyuv Sreifa on Truma as well. This sheet in Rashi sounds like there's a Din Daraisa to burn Truma. And what's the second answer?
Shimtakala.
Now the only reason why there's no Chiyuv Daraisa to burn Truma Tmeya, rather, you're concerned if the Truma Tmeya is left out. You can't get Hanah from Truma Tmeya. And if you just leave it around there, so you might be over an issue of getting Hanah from it. So as a precautionary act, we say you must be sorafit Shema Tekala, lest you get Hanah and be over the Isser. But there's no Chiv Deraisa to burn it, just a Derabanan to protect yourself. Those are the two days in Rashi, whether it's a Deraisa or whether it's a Derabanan. Tosfos here doesn't like Rashi. He says, according to Rashi, who thinks the whole requirement to burn the Truma Tmeya is so lo asli dek takala, so why is there din dafka and sreifa? I could accomplish the same thing. I could throw it in the water. I could bury it. I could avoid that some other way. Why is there dafka din and sreifa if the whole reason is shelo yidei dek takala? So therefore, Tosa says another answer. What does Tosa say?
It's not like he just rejects Rashi. It must be that it's Domel Kodesh
in his own. Right, but he does add an important word. Not only is it Domel Kodesh, though, what we said before in Rashi, if you're going to connect the Chiyuv Sreifa Truma to the Chiyuv Sreifa Kodesh, Supashis is it's a Chiyuv Deraisa. It sounds like there's a Hekish. What's the extra word that tells us that? It's only Midrabanan. He says, he rejects Rashi. It can't be Mishum Takala. Rather, Sreifa Dafka, there's specifically a mitzvah in Sreifa, Mishum Domel Kodesh, Umidrabanan he adds. It's only a Dirabanan level. So now there are three shitas thus far in the Rishonim. And then he says, oh, inami mi deraisa mi deikri kodesh. Maybe it's a deraisa because it's called kodesh. Truma is referred to as kodesh one or two times in the Torah. So right now we have three shitas in the Rishonim, whether it's a chiv deraisa or Dirabanan. First we have, that's not in order of what we saw, but maybe it's only Dirabanan because of takala. Maybe it's a deraisa because it's Domel Kodesh, or maybe in the middle it's a derabanan, but not because of siag, because of it, we're not concerned of something, but just because it appears like Kodesh, so therefore we came deraisa tikkun, we made it similar to Truma, but it's only midirabanan. Those are the three shitas. So these three shitas, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, is what the Karnei Re'eim in Sukkah says a discussion about whether you apply Ksusei Mechtas. Again, he wants to know, do you apply Ksusei Mechtas to Sreifa Truma Tumei or not? He says it depends on this machlokas Rashi Tosfos. If the chiv to be sorafit is only midirabanan, so then you wouldn't apply ksusei mechtas. It's not so urgent to burn it. The chiv to burn sorafit shumas tmeya is a deraisa, so then it's very likely you would apply ksusei mechtas. So that's how the Karnei Re'eim understand this discussion of applying it. Okay, so now there is a... But the problem is, these answers don't really explain Shitas Tosas Rid. Because we're trying to say, why would you say Ksusei Mechtas? Well, you would apply Ksusei Mechtas either because maybe the whole Truma in the first place is only Chiyuv Derabanan, or because the Sreif is only Chiyuv Derabanan. None of those really answer up for Tosas Rid. Because what is Tosas Rid? What's the reasoning he uses to explain why?
Right.
Exactly. The reason why you don't apply Ksusei Mechtas by Sreif or Truma Temea is because Shekei Nana, you get Hana. It doesn't say because it's only Derabanan, because the Chiv Truma in the first place is Derabanan, or because the Chiv Sreifa is a Derabanan. He says because Shekei Nana, because you get Hana from it, that's the reason why you don't get, you don't apply Ksusei Mechtas. So now we're going to a little discussion now, so how do you understand the relationship between Hana and the Sreifa, what I was referring to earlier by Arla. How much is this Hana really just a heter? But Baker, you really have to be sorry for it, but just the heter to get Hana, or the Hana becomes a kiyum, a positive commandment, and defines a sreifa, or redefines it no longer as a sreifa, but somehow the whole purpose is to create Hana. The Tosas and Shabbos, Chav Dalam and Beis, Rav Willard pointed this out to me. He asked the question, how do you learn Truma, the Zechiyah to be sorry for Truma based on Kodshim? he says that by chulin, it's mutter to be sorif it, but there's still, you're allowed to be sorif chulin, of course. You can do whatever you want with chulin. It's mutter to be sorif it. And you could also get hana from it. That's by chulin. So he says, now by truma, the fact, the atu truma, the fishiesh mitzvah b'srei fasa, the fact now there's a mitzvah to burn truma, migragara, that's going to make things worse. It's going to make it more of a straight, because I'm allowed to burn chulin, but I can still get hana. So when I burn truma, since it's a mitzvah to make truma, it's going to make it worse, and therefore I can't do that on Yom Tif. So this is the Riva answers as follows. He says, "Dechemin she'asa Torah ko hanaos." Since the Torah asked all hanaos by truma, rak hana srefa, they only permitted hana srefa. I can't get hana normally from truma to mea. I can just get hana when I burn it. One tiny hana. Im kain havarazu, burning this on yontif ainu letzarech hanasa. You don't qualify this burning as the tzarech hanasa for my purpose. Even though when I burn this truma to mea on yontif, I can get hana, but that's like, really, you can't get hana from it. It's one nekuda of hana you're allowed to get. You wouldn't define this as a hana. Ela l'shem mitzvah sreifa. You're burning it for the purpose beikar as a mitzvah. That's why you're burning it. Ela, listen to this lashon. Ela shehatorah lo kpida sheyehana mimena b'shas bira. The Torah wasn't bothered so much if you get hana while you burn it. You're allowed to, but that's not the purpose of it. The purpose why I'm burning this thing is not to get hana. The Gemara is trying to figure out, and Tos is trying to figure out, you're allowed to burn certain things in Yom Tov when it's for your tzarech. I could cook things for my tzarech. So once, what about Truma Temeah? That's also for my tzarech. I'm allowed to get hana while I'm burning the Truma Temeah. Shouldn't that also be allowed on Yom Tov? I'll burn the Truma Temeah and cook on top of it. It says, no, Be'ikr, it's really a mitzvah. The reason why you're burning this is because of the mitzvah to burn it. And the hana, the reason why you're allowed to get hana, because the Torah didn't really care if you got hana. The Torah wasn't bothered. Shiloh kpida Torah. The Torah wasn't bothered. The hana does not define the truma, the srefa truma. The ikar srefa truma is really a srefa, a chiv srefa deraisa. Hana is just a special hetter. If you look at the Rishimas here, on our daf, he wants to be medayik from the Rambam as follows. Rambam in Hilchos Shumos Beis Yudalim says as follows: Hachuma lekohen bein tahora ben timea. Chuma goes to the kohen, whether or not the chuma is tahor, whether or not the chuma is timea. Hareiz achayv lahafrish mimenu hachuma petuma. Listen to the kohen, right? Hatora nechelas lekohanim. If the chuma tahora, if its chuma is tahora, then the kohanim eat it. The timea. Yehenu b'sreifa. The true, the temeya, then you get hana from the sreifa. Yehenu b'sreifa. So what does it mean, yehenu b'sreifa? Is that just saying you're allowed to get hana from it? Or no? Just like there's a mitzvah, he's comparing, there's a mitzvah of a kohen to eat the truma tahora, so too there's a mitzvah of the kohen to get hana from the truma temeya. So the Rav wants to be medayik, and he's not the only one, that sounds from the Rambam that actually there's in fact a chiv, a, or not a chiv, but a kiyim to get hana from the Truma Temeah. Again, he's comparing. Just like Hatahora Necheles LeKohanim, there's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to eat the Torah, so too V'Hatemeah Yehenu B'Sreif Asa. It's not simply a heter, but actually a kiyim. The Rav is not the only one. The Mromi Sadeh, the Netziv also says the same thing on our sugya in Masechta Shabbos Chafei, on that Tosfos. For those who want to know, I found this, if you were asking me how I found some of the sources, the Mafteach is always key to look at the Mafteach in the Rambam. The Mafteach raises Chakir itself in the Rambam. I found the Rambam based on the Rav. But once you look there, the Mafteach raises this Chakira, and he quotes the Netziv, who takes a stand.
Because there's a kiyum by the sreva of the truma ben, therefore what?
Since there's a kiyum of the, oh, so we'll get there. We're trying to explain Shitas Tosas Rid. That's where we'll get back to link everything together. So the Merumah Sadeh right, V'li Nira, V'kishem she'asel l'chalos chumatora b'li kol hana. Just like there's an Isser to get rid of Chuma Torah without getting Hana, if I have Chuma Torah, I can't just get rid of it. I've got to get Hana. If I get rid of it without getting Hana or an Isser, Kach Asr L'Chalos Tmeah, so too it's Asr to get rid of Chuma Tmeah without deriving Hana. Is a Chiv to do Sreifa. The Roman Sadeh Mechadish, you could only do the Sreifa if you're going to get Hana at the very same time. It's not simply a heter, no, if I want to, but in fact, it's actually the kiyum to get hana during the sreifa. And if I don't get hana, I'm over an iser. That's what the Merumah Sadeh writes.
Where does he get that from again? From the same thing.
He had a couple of questions, and so it's a little involved. A couple of questions in Tosos, and Gemara, and Sanhedrin.
It wasn't on the Rambam.
It was in Tosos and Shabbos. And again, the footnote in Tosas Rosh, Rav Ilan, also goes on to discuss this topic. And same idea, explains within the Rambam that there is actually a kiyum to get hana, kiyum mitzvah to get hana during the sreifa. And he explains the following. The Rambam, in Hilchas Psulei Mekdashim, Perek Yud Tes Halacha Yud, he lists all those in the Mishnah and Temura, all Kol HaNisrachim, Kilea, Kerem, whatever else is on that list. He leaves one out. Which one did you leave out? Chuma Tameh. Chuma Tameh is not on that list. Why not? The Mishnah lists them together. The Rambam oftentimes will just, maintain the Mishnah, the language of the Mishnah. Why does he leave it out? So he doesn't. I saw somewhere quote the Minchas Chinuch says, he left it out because he mentioned it elsewhere. But then I said, all the other ones are mentioned elsewhere also. Kilei HaKerem is mentioned in a different halacha. He should have left all of them out because all of them have a special parak dedicated to the Sreifa, or at least the halacha is dedicated. He listed the Mishnah, he left out Chuma Tameh nonetheless. Why did he leave out Chuma Tameh? So Rabbi Lan explains, because Chuma Tameh is different. Well, all the other ones on the list, according to the Rambam, there's a Chiv to be Sarifit. But Chuma Tameh, the Chiv is not really defined as a Chiv Sreifa, it's really defined as a Kim Hana. The Sreifa is just a Hechatimsi to accomplish the Hana. And that's how he explains why the Rambam left this out on the list. And the Avi Ezri also has a long discussion, quotes some other Tosfos who weigh in on this, in the same issue. So, what was the point of all this? Right, Jake was asking. So we raise a hakir whether the hana you get from a Sreifas Chuma is really part of the kim, the defining part of the Sreifa, or no, it's just a heter hana. So this perhaps is pshat in Tosfos Rid, which I think Rabbi Lan also says, that Tosfos Rid says that you don't say ksusei mechtas by Sreifas Chuma Tumeya, because shekei nana, you get hana from it. What does that mean? He must be saying, since you get hana from the Sreifa Chuma Tameya, you don't view this as really a din Sreifa, Chiv Sreifa. Rather, it's viewed as a kim hana. There's a mitzvah kim hana. And if it's a kim hana, you don't apply ksusei mechtas there. That's how you explain Shita Tosfos Rid. Fine. So that's really ad kan, Sreifa Chuma Tameya. We have a few minutes left. Let's, just move on to the Gemara a little bit, get ourselves set up for tomorrow's sugya. I guess we'll save time in Shir tomorrow. The next week is going to be Esrog Shel Tevel. Yeah.
So we're just always saying that the spring of Chuma Tameh, there's no like inherent, no, like inherent reason to do it. Only so that you could get the hunda from the burning.
That's one approach. That she does Tosfos and Shabbos.
And that's how you explain the Tosfos Rid.
No. Say may I misunderstood what you said?
Say that's why the Tosfos Rid said that the burning of the Chuma Tameh, there's no like inherent whatever value to it. Only just it's kind of like a hechsher or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why the Tosfos Rid says that there's no tzusa matha because he doesn't hold that there's anything that you're not doing it for the sreifa purposes. You're
exactly.
Doing it for
the exactly. Okay. Exactly. Okay. Fine. Let's go back to the Gemara now. We haven't seen this in a while. Let's review again. Halfway down, Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, the two dats by Vishal Arul Apostle. And the Gemara says, "My time, what's the reason why Esther Gishel Arlas Pasul? Pligiba Rabbi Chia Bar Abin Reb Asma. Chad Amar Lefishen Bayat Achila. Since you cannot eat Esther Gishel Achila, it would not be there. Therefore, it wouldn't be considered Lachem according to Rashi, and therefore Pasul for Mrs. Lulav. The Chad Amar Lefishen Bar Dimama. No, because it doesn't have any value to it. Also, it would be Chisarin Lachem according to Rashi, and that's why it would be Pasul." So So, first glance, the one who thinks there's a requirement of mammon wouldn't require a chila, and the one who requires a chila would not necessarily require mammon. So look at Rashi, uman de bai de mammon lo bai het achila. The one who requires mammon would not necessarily require het achila. And Rashi writes, umachshir esrog shel tevel she'osr b'achila umutr bana. So what would be an afkamina of this? The Gemara doesn't mention this. Rashi finds his own afkamina. You would allow the use of an esrog shel tevel because esrog shel tevel has monetary value to it, yet it's usher to be eaten. A Kohen can eat it because it's still Tevel, and a Zar, of course, cannot eat it either, but it's still Mutar B'Hana. You could get Hana from Tevel. So this is a great nafkamina about Tevel, and therefore what comes out, according to this Man Amar, this would be actually be nafkamina. And we'll see Tosos actually argues on that. I'll let you guys see Tosos inside. Tomorrow, let's read further in the Gemara, though. So the Gemara now says, T'nan shel Truma Temeya Psula. The mission also says that Truma Temeya is possible. Why is that possible? Bishlam Olamad Amar Lefishin Be'at Erechila Shapir. If it's because the whole reason why an Esrog Shel Arla is possible is because you can't eat it, so I understand why Truma Temeya also is possible because you can't eat Truma Temeya either. Olamad Amar Lefishin Be'at Din Mamon, the one who thinks Arla is possible because it has no value, well, Amai, why is Truma Temeya disqualified? Hare Masika Tachas Tafshilo, you're allowed to burn under what you're cooking, you're allowed to get Hana, as we just pointed out. So why would Truma Temeya be disqualified? Everyone really agrees, the Beinan, you need Heter Achila. Since you need Heter Achila, that's why Arla is possible, and that's also why Truma Temeya is possible, because both of those you can eat. Kipligi, what are they arguing about? Bedin Mamon. Whether it also needs, the Din Mamon has monetary value as well. Mar Sever Heter Achila Beinan, Din Mamon Lo Beinan. One says you only need Heter Achila, you do not need Din Mamon, or Mar Sever Din Mamon Nami Beinan. And other things you also require Mamon. So my Benai, what's the Nafkamina? Ikibinayu Maestro Shani Shabushalayim. Maestro Shani Yushalayim. I'll leave it to Reb Meir. According to Reb Meir, who thinks there's another machlokis by Maestro Shani, we'll get to that sugya at the end of Amid Beis. We'll just read through this quickly now. Reb Meir thinks Maestro Shani is considered Gavoa. It's not considered Mamun Hedyot. Mamun Gavoa. Gavoa owns it. So it's not considered Mamun. So according to Reb Meir, who thinks it's Mamun Gavoa, Limanda Malavishain Bahetar Achila, Harish Bahetar Achila. Even though it's dimamon, there's still a mitzvah to eat the food in Yerushalayim. So you have a heter achila, and therefore you would be allowed to use ma'aser sheni in for esrog. The man damer lefi shein, but dimamon, the one who requires dimamon, well, ma'aser sheni mamon gavoa hu. It has no mamon because the Rameir thinks it's a din gavoa. Tistayim the Rabbi Asi damer lefi shein, but dimamon. Let's prove it seems conclusive that Rabbi Asi is the of the opinion that thinks ein bad dimamon. How do we know this? Because he clearly says that you cannot use Maaser Sheni according to Reb Meir on Yontif. Must be because he requires din mamon, and Reb Meir says it's only a mamon gavoa. However, the Divrei Chachamim, who hold that it's considered mamon hedyot, adam yotzei bo yedei chavasa b'yomtov, you would be yotzei because according to Chachamim, Maaser Sheni was mamon hedyot, and that would be considered din mamon tis time. Okay, it's conclusive that he must be the author of that. So gufa on the ravasi asurk shemaisa sheni ledivir meir in davdam yosei bodi chavasa b'yomtev ledivir chacham adam yosei bodi chavasa b'yomtev. We just repeat that. According to Rav Meir, you would not be yotzei because it's mamon gavoa. Chachamim would say you're yotzei because it's mamon hedyot. So matzah shemaisa sheni. What about that? Matzah of maisa sheni ledivir Rabbi Meir in adam yosei bodi chavasa b'pesach. Ledivir chacham adam yosei bodi chavasa b'pesach. Same nafkamina by matzah, because according to Rav Meir, it's considered mamon gavoa, not yours. According to Chacham, it would be considered yours. You would be yotzei. What about isa shel ma'aser sheni? What about a dough of ma'aser sheni? The divrei Rav Meir p'tur mechala. You only chayv nechala when you own it. Since ma'aser sheni, according to Rav Meir, you do not own it. It's mamon gavoa. You're p'tur mechala. The divrei Chachamim chayav es pechala. You're chayv because it's considered mamon hedyot. So maskil Rapapa, Rapapa asks, Bishlam Isa, I understand why Isa has to have Mamun Hedyot, Ksiracious Ariso Seichem, has to be yours. So Mamun Gavoa would be disqualified. Esrog Nami, Ksiv Lachem, also Esrog, you have to own it, Misha Lachem. Elamata, Miksiv Matzachem, it doesn't say Matzachem anywhere. Why is Mamun Gavoa, Maisa Sheni, pater from matzah. Why is that considered a good matzah? Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel v'itema Rav Yehima Bar Shlomo asher lechem 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 gzeir shava k'siv hachal lechem oni k'siv hasem v'haya v'achalchem lechem al. Right, so we have a gzeir shava. It says lechem by challah, it says lechem by matzah, just like by challah you need to own it, so too by matzah you have to own it. Malachal mishalachem v'lo mishal ma'aser, just like over there by challah you have to own it and not of ma'aser of mamon gavoa afkan, just so too here by matzah mishalachem v'lo mishal ma'aser. Mar wants to bring a proof now. Lema Messiah Isa Shemaisa Shane Ptum in a Chala, the very mayor, the Chum Omim Chayavis Pechala. I'll bring a proof. Lema Messiah, hee. What do you mean? This is not a proof. This is actually saying exactly what you just said. It's not a proof. It's Hainuach. Elemid Behoplegi Behonami Plegi. You know, the fact that they're arguing here by Chala, they're also arguing by Matzah. Oh, Dilma Shani Isa, Dalmar Kra, Ariso Sechem, Ariso Sechem, Shemizimne. Maybe they're only arguing about Chala since it says Ariso Sechem two different times. But by matzah, maybe they would not be arguing. So that's the Gemara we're going to have to do. That's for tomorrow. Maybe should we start Tosos even now? A few minutes? We're going to focus now on Tosos Asiyah Lechem Lechem Lechem. We're going to come back to the Tosos Lefi at the end. We never gave the answer of Lefi, which talks about Ma'aseh Sheni. When we get to Ma'aseh Sheni at the end of Lamed Hamed Beis, then we'll come back at the end of this Tosos to see what his chiddush is about Ma'aseh Sheni. But for moving forward, we're going to be concerned with Asiyah Lechem Lechem, about Shutvis. Let's just stop here, I guess, so you guys will get a chance to do it tomorrow and later.